The Osgood Files, sponsored by Olivet Nazarene University, from where you are to where you will be. Learn more at graduate.olivet.edu. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. To be a careful shopper these days, you just about have to be a detective. And it's not just the ingredient labels, it's the expiration dates.
Best buy, sell by, use by, best before can be very confusing for shoppers.
More after this. When you go grocery shopping, you always check the date, right? Of course you do. Even if it means a lengthy exploration of the dairy case while seven other people tap their feet waiting for you to come out. Well, the grocery industry wishes you wouldn't do that, and they think a simpler labeling system will reassure you that the date doesn't have to be 2 weeks out for food to be fresh. So CBS's Jamie Yukas says two large industry associations have now decided to simplify their incomprehensible policy on term limits.
They've announced a joint effort with retailers to adopt a new industry standard of just two labels, best if used by for quality and used by for products that are highly perishable or have a food safety concern over time.
This has the support of the director of Harvard Law School's Food Law and Policy Clinic, Emily Broad-Lieb.
There's always this habit of going to the back of the shelf and taking the milk with a date that's the furthest out. I think this will really help consumers know, when does that date matter?
This should also reduce food waste by quite a bit.
We waste about 40% of the food we produce. The single most cost-effective solution is standardizing and clarifying date labels.
The simplified labels are voluntary, but they have wide support. The Natural Resources Defense Council supports it as a way to prevent Americans from throwing out perfectly good food. And Walmart is on board, so most other grocery chains should follow, which means you'll probably see the new labels everywhere by next summer. And you can finally stop crawling into the dairy case. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.